Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here. Today I'm going to be talking about a really important topic, and that is post-traumatic affair stress. I believe that many people who discover that their husband or wife is cheating relive the events, find it so hard to let go of, that many of them go on to develop post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Now, I don't like the name disorder because that implies that there's something actually wrong with somebody. They've got a disorder, when really the post-traumatic stress is really a trauma that is developed because of emotional stress, physical stress, and mental stress at an alarming level that the person can't function normally, that it really affects them, and it lasts much longer than a few weeks or days or hours. In the long history that I've worked with many couples to overcome infidelity, I've seen how somebody really struggles to let it go. It may be shocking or unbelievable to those of you listening that haven't experienced your husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend cheating on you, or maybe your coping mechanisms may be different to some of the other people that I've worked with, but for a lot of people, they find it hard to let go of it. They replay things, they have images, they have nightmares, they have poor sleep, they have eating habit changes, they lose themselves, and even the person that's cheated can also go through a kind of post-traumatic affair stress as well. Stress for what they've done, guilt, shame, depression, confusion, numbness, and all of this can create this PTSD symptoms. I'm going to describe a couple that I've worked with called Sophie and Eric. I worked with them for around about 6 months to really heal, put the past behind them, and to have the loving relationship that they want. The actual couple part we did much quicker. For those of you that know, most of my programs are around 2 months. However, poor Eric was really struggling because he discovered his wife's affair and he saw that she was cyber cheating on Instagram. And then because he has connections with the state security, he managed to get a lot of copies of her records, phone records, his contacts in the phone industry as well. And he ended up getting 8 years worth of her text app messages. And so then he would go through every single conversation she'd had with every single person in her phone. So he would look at what did she say to her girlfriends, what did she say to her family, what did she say to men. And he found out that not only had she been sending naked pictures to somebody on Instagram, she had also, 5 years before that, had a physical affair, a one-night stand with another parent at the school. And he was obviously devastated finding this out. And the more he dug, the more he found, and innocent things seemed more alarming to him. He then didn't like her friends because he found that some of the women's messages he thought were vulgar. He didn't like the way that his sister was encouraging her to contact this person on Instagram that she was contacting. And he was just reading and reading and reading. He spent months dissecting her records just to see what else she was saying and she was doing. Much of his life became occupied with reading the messages day by day by day, making notes, photographing them, tracking them, looking at them, writing them down, arguing with her, tracking where he was, tracking where she was, tracking where the children was, looking at the dates, looking at what was going on in their lives. And it just sent him into a real negative frenzy. He felt angry, betrayed, cheated, of course. He also felt that he didn't even know his wife anymore, and he was reading so much into everything. He was drained, she was drained, and these arguments carried on and on and on. And as you can imagine, with someone picking up anyone's phone, there's going to be innocent messages there that get taken as serious. There's going to be confusion over what this means or what that means. And so they went through this whole process, and both of them ended up having post-traumatic stress. She had post-traumatic stress because 6 months before they came to me, every day it was a fight. Every day he would scream, he would shout, he would say, "What's this?" And she didn't know what she was getting into every single night when they put the children to bed. Her heart was pounding. Every day she thought, "Please let me sleep. Please let this be over. Please let him find everything and let's just move forward." And the next day he'd be reading more and asking more throughout the day, throughout the evening, throughout the night, constantly talking over and over. "What's happened? What did you say? What did you feel? What did you do? What happened?" You know, again and again and again. He could not function normally. When he came, he had massive bags under his eyes, huge anxiety, anger, fear, stress. It was eating him alive. And when I met her, the same. She couldn't relax. She couldn't have any peace at all. And seeing the devastation that she had caused her husband, both of them were having trouble eating normally, sleeping, working, praying, being at peace anywhere. They were both in a living prison. And this negative cycle was continuing because he kept bringing things up and she kept getting stressed, and it was just this negative cycle. And he was constantly tracking her then, looking at where she was going and what she was doing. So she was isolating herself. He no longer wanted her to be friends with the friends that were mentioning about their relationship with other men. He didn't want her to see her family because they weren't supportive to the marriage. He didn't want her to go out alone in case she was going to be cheating. He would track her phone. He would question her. He felt that being aware of what she's doing every single second of the day would give him comfort, but actually it was also causing more stress. Eric, as I mentioned, he had these connections, so he even went as far to involve the state security. So not only did he get a copy of the records, but he also got a facial recognition on her. So when she entered hotels and things like that, her face would come up and he would get a text message saying, "This person is tracked here. This person is tracked there." So not only did he have his own tracking system, she was also tracked by the state and the other security systems as well. And they found out actually this could be dangerous because they were together one day walking into a hotel where they planned to spend the weekend, and the husband got an alert saying that his wife was at a different hotel. They completely got the whole location completely wrong. So she was saying to him, "Look, it's not always true. Please, can we change this?" And he was like, "I don't know how to change this. I don't know how to have peace. Help me. You've done this to me. Help me." And it was really, really sad to see them looking so drained. Now, anyone listening to this, you may be thinking, "Wow, this is a really extreme case." Actually, yes, maybe some of the things that have happened in this case do seem extreme. For many people that I work with, though, they do have repetitive, unwanted thoughts, images, questioning, tracking, doubting, analyzing, comparing dates. And all of this can create a lot of stress. Unfortunately, Eric and Sophie had lost themselves. Their business had started to decline. Of course, their relationship had declined. Other relationships were declining. So intervention, having some support, was essential. I wanted to share this because just even reading text messages can cause so much stress to somebody. And being asked questions, questions, questions every single day, not being able to sleep or rest again and again for a long period of time, can also create that affair stress. So in this situation, I supported Eric to learn to trust people, as he had had financial betrayal as well in the past, and this was not easy for him. I helped him to love, live in the present, let go, move forward. His wife was committed to really rebuilding the relationship. She was so sorry for the pain and devastation that she had caused. She was willing to do whatever it took. I supported him to have more sleep by creating a sleeping meditation for him, hypnotherapy for him to help him sleep, and put the affair images to rest. We also worked on his self-confidence, his self-esteem, and gave him lots of positive affirmations in meditations and exercises to start to shift how he felt. Also giving him that space where he could offload onto me, get it all out, get the anger out, punch a cushion, talk it more out, just to release it. When you consider something that breaks your heart and then realizing that it's the person that you love has broken your heart and your trust, it can be so traumatic, especially if you feel like you've done everything for them, you've been loyal to them, you would never do that to them. Your image of the relationship, your image of them can be shattered and you can get lost. Many betrayed women and men begin not only to question what happened, but how, why, when it could. And sometimes people will get stuck in asking themselves negative questions, which then get them stuck into even negative, more thought loops, like, what did I do to deserve this? How could I be so stupid not to notice it? I can't believe this is happening to me. What's wrong with me? Where did I go wrong? Am I not attractive enough? Am I not good enough in bed? Is it because I'm too old? Is it because I'm too fat, too argumentative, too strong, too weak, too loud, too quiet, too sensitive? The list goes on. If we get stuck in these negative thought questioning, self-esteem can plummet, and that's also another reason why it can be post-traumatic affair stress. It can be traumatic to start to question yourself and wonder how and why you deserve this. What's wrong with you? Also, sometimes it can awaken unresolved issues from childhood, like being abandoned or seeing a family member or a close friend go through infidelity, separation, heartbreak. It can also bring other significant losses to the surfaces, especially if the other losses in life have not been processed, have not been dealt with. And sometimes these past life experiences can make it even more difficult for someone to heal from the affair. They will repeat things in their head, and this is another reason why affair can cause post-traumatic stress in many people. For example, a person who has experienced rejection from their parents or peers when they were a child may struggle even more to handle a situation where a partner has chosen to have an affair. They may interpret this as another form of rejection, and this is where feelings of trauma may surface, and it can cause a lot of stress to the body and mind, as a sense of safety and peace has been ripped away. This is why so many describe it like a rug has just been ripped out from underneath them, and they've come crashing down on a hard, cold floor. So now I'm going to share with you the symptoms of trauma that can surface post-affair, what they look like, so you can hopefully identify them and help yourself if it's you that's listening to this that's been cheated on, or if you've cheated and you're trying to help the person that you care and love. So the first symptom of trauma can be anxiety, heart palpitations, sweating profusely, shallow breathing, panic attacks. These are all can be very common post the discovery of an affair. And sometimes for the person that has cheated as well and been caught. Then there's the physical symptoms. So backache, neck ache, shoulder pain, irritable bowel syndrome. So stomach problems, sweats, aches, fatigue, low mood, insomnia, night terrors, and really high blood pressure. And sometimes low blood pressure as well can all be associated with the emotional stress creates those physical symptoms. And then there's flashbacks. So having thoughts of your partner cheating, coming to you, having made up thoughts, so imagining them doing things, or having flashbacks of reading emails or reading text messages or Facebook, whatever it is. how you discovered them cheating. Then there can be huge overthinking things. It's natural to review everything when a relationship gets into any trouble. And when an affair happens, it can be really analysing everything that they've said, every argument, questioning, did they ever love you? Did you ever have a good time? Were they thinking about them when they're with you? You may be looking at other people that are going across the street for a walk or in a restaurant and thinking, is he cheating? Is she cheating? That can be very natural. It can also be overthinking and worrying, okay, is your partner still cheating? Do they have multiple people? Are they speaking to somebody else on the phone when they're on their phone? When they're away from you, are they cheating? At work, are they cheating? You can start to overthink everything. And then there's worrying about hypothetical situations. So kind of thinking, okay, what will I do if I find them cheating again? What will I do if their affair partner comes to me? What will I do if their parents find out? What will I do if this? And having like these imaginary conversations in your head. And this can cause a lot of energy drain and emotions and turmoil and quite unnecessary because it's sort of that worrying, again, that anxiety, that overthinking. And it's also struggling with emotions. So being full of rage one minute and then the next minute breaking down into tears and telling them to go and then wanting them to stay and then telling them you hate them and telling them you love them and telling them that the relation's never going to work and then telling them that it is going to work and going from all these different ways of thinking is completely natural. And so when someone experiences this, it can be very damaging to the person and to the relationship if they don't get support, if they don't help each other to recover, if they leave it as like, you're going through this, you need to sort yourself out, that's not going to really help. As well as that person just saying, okay, I'm going through all of this. I'm just going to eat my way through it, work my way through it, exercise my way through it, drink my way through it. There has to be healing and processing, which I will talk about in a few moments. So if you find yourself in a situation where your partner has cheated on you, it can be really hard to know what is the best course of action to take. Especially if you are experiencing those traumatic symptoms that I've described. So I've put together a few simple tips that can help you to reduce the symptoms of post-traumatic affair stress and hopefully work towards a much brighter future. The first thing is to understand that your response is normal. It's okay to not be okay sometimes. Sometimes we put so much emphasis on how we should be acting, what we shouldn't say, what we should do, and there really is no normal for this. It's okay to have your emotions run up and down, to scream, to shout, to cry, to sit in silence, to isolate yourself. It's important to take some time out to really let go and let it all out, to be happy one minute and then not happy. Especially in the first few days and weeks. Sometimes when I've done relationship counselling with those that are in Dubai with me, we've literally got in a car, we've gone to the beach and screamed. I ask them sometimes to punch a cushion, to release the stress, to get it physically out of the body. Or we do some movements, some physical exercises just to release it. Some healing ones, some gentle ones. Releasing knots from the stomach or from the shoulders, as well as talking it all through. And when people work with me, I offer them unlimited email support. So often I get them to just get their responses out on email to me. They can share, they can leave a voicemail or WhatsApp. Just what are they feeling? What do they need to share? So they don't have to carry it round and round and round. Point two is to really communicate with each other, what you're going through, and sharing that. When you find out that your husband or wife has cheated, it can be so easy to shut them out and want to punish them by ignoring them. However, one of the things that I suggest that couples do is to definitely look at, okay, what has happened, why it happened, without blaming all the time, because that's just going to send you round in circles. Looking at the triggers, when are the triggers coming, what to do about the triggers, and to answer questions. You need to be able to get your questions answered quickly, openly, and honestly. When we don't have the questions answered, many people can get into more negative thinking, more negative imagination running wild, thinking more obsessive thoughts because they're not given that information. When the truth comes out, even though it can be very painful to hear the truth, often the person can heal quicker because they have the information rather than wondering, hang on a minute, this doesn't make sense. I can tell you were lying. I can tell you're holding something back. This story doesn't add up. Things like that. It can cause a lot more harm when someone isn't open from the beginning. Because hiding things will be detected automatically. Because when someone has cheated and it's been discovered, the other person is on high alert. You're on high alert. You're going to know, okay, something's off with what they've said most of the time. And if you're having traumatic episodes, it's a great idea to explain to your husband or wife exactly what is happening in order for you to get the help that you need to release it, especially if the symptoms of trauma can be physical. For example, the heart palpitations, pain, irritable bowel syndromes, and insomnia. A couple in Texas were going through a difficult time as the husband, Dan, suddenly left his wife for 2 weeks to be with his affair partner, without any real warning or discussion. During this time, Allison was left feeling so traumatized that she wasn't given a single reason why he left. This really left her feeling vulnerable and alone. She had had thoughts racing through her mind about what could have happened to cause her husband to leave so suddenly, and she barely slept. She kept going over and over what could have possibly happened for him to leave. What had she done to push him away? Which made her feel even worse as she began making up scenarios in her head. Maybe he was dead. Maybe he had a whole nother life, a whole nother family. Maybe she was too ugly, not good enough in bed. Maybe there was something else going on. He sent a message to say that he was fine and that he will be in touch in a few weeks. When Dan eventually returned to their home, he explained that he just needed some time to clear his head as he'd been really stressed out about life, his career, and his marriage. Allison later found out that he'd been in a hotel and was not alone through a note in his laptop bag from another woman. Dan didn't realize how deep of an impact his sudden actions of completely disappearing had on Allison. She spent years trying to overcome what she'd been through during that time. She struggled to trust her husband again, but more than that, she struggled to relax, to rest. The pain was deeply rooted in her mind and in her body. Every few weeks, she would have hysterical outbursts, shaking, crying, shouting, rage. The fear, the pain, and hurt had led her to have post-traumatic stress, where a trigger could happen, like an argument, and then she would be in so much fear, she would relive the awful experience of when her husband disappeared and abandoned her. The worry, the self-doubt, the stomach churning, the shaking, the crying. This is a classic example of how poor communication can really push couples apart and cause damage. If we do not explain our feelings, if we do not explain, like Dan did not say to her, that he was having doubts, that he needed time out, that he was unsure about the relationship, that he was going to take a few weeks and stay in a hotel to figure things out. If we do not communicate our feelings, it's a disaster. Even if it's not as extreme as someone disappearing, it's a disaster, even in a relationship, just not communicating what you're feeling and thinking. Because you can just tell if someone's off, if someone's not into you, if someone's ignoring you, if someone's angry at you, if someone's sad, and they're not sharing means that you're just going to absorb all of this negativity energy and then make your own conclusions. And sadly, of course, that can lead to divorce. For Alison and Dan, I worked with them to rebuild their connection to one another first, then their communication. I noticed that they were both overwhelmed with different stresses, but not communicating these to each other, let alone help each other through them, which is what they really needed to do. This meant a lot of situations in the past used to turn into massive understandings because they weren't understanding the stress that each other were going through, an unnecessary drama. So we looked at how to become closer, how to rebuild the love and trust, how to release negativity and resentment, how to communicate in a much more peaceful, harmonious way, how to help Dan to have the confidence to express himself, and how to help poor Alison to release the past and let go. And we did some deeper work there to really help her to just let that stress out of the body, out of the mind, and to get that emotional peace. Now they're so much happier. They're really excited about their future. They've aligned their dreams and goals. They know where they're going. Trust has been restored. Peace has been restored, which was really the most important thing for Alison, just to have that peace of mind back, because she really lost who she was. The third thing is have a plan in place. So when you are experiencing symptoms of trauma post-affair, it's beneficial to have a way to rebuild the relationship, and also a way to process triggers and a way to release stress. So what to do if your husband or wife that has cheated, girlfriend, boyfriend, if you're in this situation, what to do when they're not with you, when they're going on a girls' or a lads' night out. What to do when they're on their phone and you're feeling vulnerable. What to do when you're feeling really angry, sad, hurt, worried. How to process that. What to do if you're having flashbacks. What to do if you're feeling sick, low energy, all of those different things. So having strategies, having plans of how to deal with them. A couple in the UAE, which is the United Arab Emirates, where Dubai and Abu Dhabi are, wanted my support to work through their marriage after the husband, Omar, found his wife, Sienna, had cheated on him. Finding out about the affair affected Omar so much that he felt like he had to take control somehow and find out exactly what had happened. So he took on the task of investigating his wife. He downloaded all of the WhatsApp messages between Sienna and the other man and kept reading the messages over and over. Omar then began cross-checking the messages with his calendar to see what he was doing while his wife was speaking to the other man or meeting him, and where their diaries aligned, similar to the first couple that I mentioned. He started to be consumed by his wife's affair and eventually found out the other man's passport details and flight details of when he came to the UAE to visit Sienna. And he was needing to know everything. And this is a common reaction. Sometimes when people find out their partner has cheated on them, they want to know every single detail. More difficult was that he couldn't understand why. Often we long to understand why. If I could just understand why, then maybe I could start to let it go. Many people share that with me. And sometimes we may not understand it. Or sometimes men and women have been given the reason why, but they just can't understand it. And so then they can't believe it. And I don't take it as good enough. I don't understand. It's not a good enough reason to ruin everything. It's not a good enough reason to do this. And they want to regain that control because they feel so out of control. They feel so unsettled and they question everything. They question, did they ever love me? Were we really happy? Did we have a good time on those holidays? Are we really that close? Are we really good for each other? Is this really the marriage I thought it was, or the relationship I thought it was? In order to regain control, the person that's been cheated on will often want to fill in the gaps, to figure out how could it happen without them knowing. They want to understand how could they be sometimes so stupid, they will call themselves. How could I be so stupid? How could I not know? And how is my partner so capable of doing something so damaging and selfish? And they typically ask this again and again and again. And then this becomes an obsession and this becomes a stress. So this is I'm sharing because this is just another way where affairs can cause that post-traumatic stress, where you ask yourself the questions again and again. How could this happen? How could it be? How could I not see it? That kind of thing. To help this couple, I did some work with them individually and then together, and really made sure that we had a safe place to get to the truth and then move forward. They wanted to know why the affair happened. They wanted to review what happened, and they wanted to work on their communication, and they wanted clarity. They came to me and they said, Nicola, we're not sure if our relationship can be safe. We're not sure if we really want it to be saved. We're also not sure that we want to get divorced and end it or separate. So we went through a program that I've created to help couples or individuals gain relationship clarity, looking at what do they need and how to communicate what they need through actions. And then they can see, okay, these are the actions we need to do to make each other happy. Are we willing to do these actions or not? With this couple, also self-esteem and trust had to be rebuilt. The wife said that, Sienna said that she cheated because there was neglect, because her husband was a workaholic for 9 years. And after about 6 years of really trying to be close to him, trying to get him to engage with her, trying to get him to work less and do less business travel and to be with her, she gave up. And so we needed to, if the relationship was going to work, outline what would the relationship look like. And it was really important for them and for many couples that I work with to have that plan of recovery. It's impossible to know how you're going to change a relationship if you're just carrying on the same. There needs to be actions. There needs to be communication. There needs to be aligning goals and dreams and clearing the negativity and the resentment. Having a plan for them gave them peace, security, and trust. Before they had a plan, they felt stuck in stress. So create a plan for yourself. Number four is understanding that no healing journey is the same. There is no set time for recovery after an affair. There's another episode here where I talk about the different stages and sort of a rough time period. But everybody's experience is different. And everybody's level of trauma related to it, how they cope with it, how they move forward, how much support they get from their partner and from any family or friends that may know to support you, or counselor and things, can make a difference. It's important to be patient and to do the necessary talking, clearing, and processing work to become free. Sometimes the shock is so unbearable that you never want to think of it again. Sometimes people feel disgust, disdain, horrible inside, and they don't even want to think about it. But often, not thinking about it makes it bigger and bigger. And sometimes that trauma can last longer. In my experience, trauma does not fade away through time. And then there's seeking support, number five. Remember that you are not alone. Often people who have been cheated on feel embarrassed and ashamed of what's happened to them. They begin to isolate themselves. They worry, what will people think? Will they think that they're uncaring, that they're not a good lover? Will they think that they couldn't keep the relationship together? Will they blame them? Sometimes people are just so disappointed and feel like a failure that they just want to hide it. And this isolation can cause an even lower mood. So it's really important to get support from friends, from family, from a relationship expert, from someone who can show you the way out of this. When I support people, I believe in a three-approach method. I use counselling, so processing what's happened, coaching, steps to move forward, and using subconscious mind processes to help release the fears, anxieties at a deeper level, and also clearing from the body. Physical movement, physical mind-body connection processes to release the physical elements, because as I mentioned, trauma. For some people, they can have heart palpitations, they can have stomach stress, they can have neck pain, they can have fatigue, they can have lower immune system, which makes them just feel weak and tired all the time. Seeking professional help, of course, is a personal choice, and it's beneficial to work with someone who you trust. That's the most important thing. If you go to a session with someone and you feel like, no, I'm not really sure they understand me, I'm not really sure I feel comfortable, then it's best to go to another person until you find someone that you think, yeah, I like them, I trust them, I can share with them, and I believe that they can help me. Because if you don't believe in it, if you don't have a good rapport with that person, a good connection, often that's when the therapy is much less effective. So as explained, a fair discovery in a relationship can cause trauma, and that stress can get repeated and repeated in many unhealthy ways, and it can last far longer than a few months. And if you're struggling like this, then I've got a few support options for you. You can join my Facebook group. You can just type into Facebook, Relationship Advice Nicola Beer. I have a new Facebook community where we have lots of members now, I think over 1,000. And people will share what they're going through. People will give support, with love. I'm creating different videos that members have asked me to create on different topics to help them. Short videos to support them. And it's just a lovely community where we talk about lighthearted things as well, like do we like cinema dates or not? Do we like breakfast in bed or not? Just simple things like that, just hearing other people's opinions and learning from each other, which is a really nice community, so you're welcome to join there. And I also have my ebook, 7 Secrets to Saving Your Relationship, comes with a meditation to forgive and let go of the past. That's on my website, nicolabeer.com. You're more than welcome to get that as well. So from my heart to yours, it was lovely speaking to you. Lastly, if you do want any one-to-one support, do reach out, go to the website again, nicolabeer.com. I do offer a 30-minute free consultation where we can discuss what you're going through, what support you need, and decide if we're a fit together. If we are, I'll extend that invitation for us to work together, and you can decide then and there on the call, yes, you want to move forward, or no, you don't. It's entirely up to you. That's available to you as well. Take care. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.